This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hour two here on the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You know, I'm behind Ron for wanting to put together state militias. That's great. That's something I've been pressing for, like, I don't know, the last 2 years. I mean, really pressing that. We're the solution. Don't look to government for it. We're the solution. The people are supposed to be putting this together and then petitioning their states to approve of the officers that they select. I mean, you don't even really need their approval to do it. You just start putting it together and you get the officers there. What is a militia for? Is it Meals on Wheels? Is it for, you know, taking care of people after a hurricane? Nope, doesn't say anything about that in the Constitution. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Let me say it again. Being necessary to the security of a free state. Why? Because you and me are that militia. This is why we have the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed, which these guys do everything they can to infringe on it. We're to do this to secure a free state. When they're coming in telling us, hey, you got to get a jab. Hey, you got to wear a mask. Or worse, I'll show some video later in the hour, like in Australia, we're going to take you to a COVID concentration camp. Oh, no, you're not. This is why you have guns. I mean, you're to equalize the playing field. You know, this is what that's for. So in any case, we're in hour two here, and we have Dr. Michael Roth, and I just dropped my questions here, so excuse me one moment. I wrote down some questions, Michael, that some people had, and I do want to make sure that they get that. We've got Joni calling in, so we'll bring Joni up after I give you these questions. But we've got one that says, what metals surface to the skin? And the second is, will pure body extract work similarly to the product, the EDTA that you're talking about?
Now, if I understand the question properly, they're asking what metals can be detoxed through the pores?
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. Not through the other means that you talked about, but I guess through perspiration. Can any of these metals come out? I know that we had in the shots we've seen stainless steel, copper, you mentioned glass, some other things that are in there. Can any of those come through there, or do they go out, shall we say, other ways?
Most of those would go through the urinary system and the colon.
Okay.
Toxins, it's more chemicals more than anything would detox through the skin. As far as heavy metals, typically, you'll see those excreted through the urinary tract, through urine, and through feces, through the colon. So, very few would actually come out of there. And usually when you're sweating, whatever is lodged in the fat, the subcutaneous fat under the skin, that's what usually gets detoxed out of the body. And it does lodge there. A lot of these toxins will actually migrate to the fatty tissues and just kind of stay there, and they can cause symptomology there. Those are the toxins that will release through sweating, through the pores of the skin. But typically, I'd say as much as 90% at least is excreted and detoxed through the elimination process, urine and feces.
Okay. What about pure body extract? Now, I've heard of that and used it. I think this is a zeolite product, if I'm not mistaken. Does that work similarly to your product as well?
Not exactly. There are different zeolite products out there, and I think Dr. Tenpenny has one, but Karen Kingston, I think her name is, actually recommends that you don't use those particular products. I'm not sure why or why not, but I do know that as far as a zeolite product, it's very similar to the fulvic humic acid substances that we talked about. It does bind to toxins, heavy metals, but I don't think it's as effective a chelator as something like EDTA, which is formulated specifically for that binding process.
Okay. All right. Well, on the line we've got with us our own Suzanne Hamner. That's her writing name, Joni, and she's calling in from Georgia. And Joni, you got a question for Dr. Roth here?
Well, I it's kind of strange. I have several questions, and you should know I would have several.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. With all this in there, we're talking about the graphene oxide, the graphene hydroxide, then you're talking about all these other things. Now, and I'm not sure if anybody has addressed this, to how much the mRNA that is pegylated in that is splicing DNA. Now, that is a more recent report that they were talking about, how this is splicing DNA, and with it damaging the ability of the body to repair its own DNA, I don't think there's a way to detox from that, is there? I mean, I'm not aware of it, and I haven't heard anybody mention it, and I wondered if he was aware of anything.
Dr. Roth?
There are protocols that specifically address that, the mRNA, and there are several doctors that have put out protocols who do say that they can detox that out of there because it's something that shouldn't be there. You know, mRNA is messenger RNA, and its purpose is to get into the cell and create a message for replication, cell replication and so forth, give instructions. If you're altering that, if you're changing the natural ability to do that, then the body will look at it as a foreign enemy. It will do damage first. But my belief is that because it's structured differently than what the body is used to and accepts, then you can detox it out of the body. Does EDTA do that? That's unknown. I do know that there are a lot of things that help with that, especially building up your own glutathione reserves using NAC or glutathione itself. Glutathione is considered the master antioxidant. So it basically eradicates free radicals in that sense. And here's the other thing. God created our bodies to do just amazing things, to create a homeostatic condition in the body. And I do believe that it has that ability to repair itself, to get rid of things that shouldn't be there when you give it the right kind of foods, the right kind of supplements. It's an amazing machine that he created. It's not something that could have just happened over time through evolution. We won't get into that right now. But I do believe that the body is able to repair itself and to detox if it's treated right and you're not continuing. Here's something that's very important. It will never detox if you continue to feed it toxins, if you can continue to get boosters, if you can continue to get second, third, fourth shots, if you continue to eat foods that are loaded with herbicides, pesticides, on and on. I mean, our water's contaminated, our food's contaminated. As much as you possibly can do, you need to clean up your environment. You need to clean up your diet. Get air purifiers for your house because we're being bombarded by heavy metals and toxins in the air.
Dr. Roth, hang on a second. We got a break coming up. We're going to bring you back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Joni, hang on. We'll be right back with you.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
2-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, before we get back to Dr. Roth here, you know, I've made mention of this before. And again, Dr. Roth and I are pretty much on the same page. We talked about this this afternoon as far as our eschatology. That's just a big word to say the study of last things, okay? That's all it is. And we believe those last things are really centered around the closing out of the old covenant. And the entering, the ushering in of the new covenant, the one where Christ brings a better covenant. It's not replacement or any of that. It's the fulfillment of all from the beginning. It's the promise the Father made to the Son before the worlds were made, in which he said, I'm going to redeem a people unto you. You're going to be the one who goes and redeems them, and you're going to be king over those people, and God is going to be glorified in all of it. And so, you know, one of the passages I show is out of Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. And even back then, in the first century, it says, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. This is not something new going on where they're telling you, hey, we can play God and we can take care of everything and we can mess around with your DNA and we can do this, that, and the other and we can make you whole. The Bible tells us in Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. The Lord is our healer. This is why the woman who had the issue of blood, so many years, she believed that Jesus was the promised Christ. And she said, if I can just touch his clothes, they're a part of him. If I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole thing about it. First, it was ceremonially unclean for her to touch him. Second, she's a woman and she's going to do it in public. That's really bad stuff. And she believed that if she just touched his clothes, she'd be made whole. And the Bible says that the moment she did it, she was made whole. That issue of blood dried up. And it's not that Jesus didn't know who it went to, but he asked because he wanted to see who, if this person had the faith, they would speak out against that. And he said, your faith has made you whole. Who was she trusting in? She had trusted in the doctors. The Bible says she spent everything she had on doctors, mm-hmm. and she did that, and what happened? She was made whole the moment that she touched his garment. And I think that's something mm-hmm. that we have to keep on in here. Even the things that, like Dr. Roth is speaking about now, he recognizes, look, this is a creation-based medicine. It is what God has given us, just like what you're talking about the body being made to heal itself, to detoxify itself, all this kind of stuff. It's really, when you stop and think about it, the people pushing evolution, the stupidity of that, that I, just one eye, what it would take to make one eye, let alone two, and they be in there and they work perfectly the way they do, is absolutely incredible. And if you want to comment on that, and then we're going to bring Joni back on because she has some more questions she wants to ask.
Yeah, I am just to continue on about toxins. You can't avoid them. In this day and age, ever since the Industrial Revolution, it's become exponential. So it's impossible. That's why it's so important to be proactive in your health and to do the things necessary to detox, like we mentioned. Also, I mean, it's not necessarily just EDTA. There are a lot of different teas. We talked a little bit about pine needle tea, which contains shikimic acid. Now, I got to caution you. I did a little more research on that. It's beneficial for detox. It helps immunity. It creates hydration in the body, but it's got to be pure. It's got to be right sourcing, and you can't overdo it. You can overdose on water. So you can't take too much. And there are other things that we mentioned last week was bentonite clay, activated charcoal, chlorella, spirulina, garlic, onions, MMS, which is chlorine dioxide, humic and fulvic acids. These are all things that help with detox in the body. So it's important that you utilize those in your daily regimen and also just try to eat as clean as you possibly can. The less toxins you're putting into your body, the better you'll be able to get the toxins out that are already in there.
Amen, amen. And we know a lot about chlorine dioxide. We've had Dr. Andreas Calker on several times and some other people to speak about that. And that is that's a really great product to use prophylactically to protect yourself against a lot of things. Joni, you've got a couple more questions that you want to ask the doctor here?
I do. I hate to take up all your time, but I mean, I'm just really, really curious. Dr. Lee Merritt, I just love her. She just gives so much great information. And on her website, there is what they call a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's an injection remorse protocol, which in looking at that and knowing what this bioweapon is doing, I mean, all the steps seem there. Now, I'm assuming that the EDTA can be used in conjunction with that protocol. Is that correct?
That's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. The remarkable thing about EDTA is, and I don't want to go on too much about it, but it's a very, very safe product. It's akin to acetic acid, which is vinegar. And the fact that it's been used in the medical industry for over 50 years attests to its safety, its efficacy. And there's, as far as I know and my research and everything, and I did a lot of research before I actually started to formulate this, the only contraindication would be because it is a blood thinner. It helps to thin blood. I should say two things. It's necessary to probably not take it at the same time that you're taking other blood thinners like Coumadin or something like that. And the other thing is EDTA is not mineral specific. It binds to all minerals, all heavy metals. So if you're taking EDTA, it's probably a good idea to take some kind of a mineral supplement, a trace mineral supplement, a macro mineral supplement, and try to go, whenever you're looking at supplements, look at the sourcing, look at the added ingredients, make sure there's no excipients in there, no fillers, no synthetics, preservatives, that kind of thing. Go as organic as you possibly can. When you do a search for products, type in organic such and such, whatever you're looking for, and you can usually find it. It's rare that they do that with vitamins. Most of them come from China, and they're synthetic, but there are a handful of companies that actually extract vitamins and minerals from organic botanicals, and that's what you should be looking for.
All right. Joni, any more?
Yes, I have one more question.
Okay, now, go ahead.
Okay, and this is my last question. I know from my education as a nurse that body pH is very important. So you don't want your body alkaline. You don't want your body acid. You want it at a normal pH. So can you regulate that with, like, even baking soda and water? Isn't that a good way to kind of make sure you're not too acid, but you don't want to get too alkaline either? I mean, because I know sodium bicarbonate can do that. It can make you too alkaline, but if you are in an acidic pH, it can bring you back down within that neutral pH range.
I think it can initially. I don't think it's a good thing to stay on that. And it depends. Most acidic conditions in the body are caused by diet. Most of us are, you know, I did a little study on meat eating and our meat consumption. I'm not against eating meat. I do it. I reduce my consumption, but meat is very acidic, and we have increased our meat consumption per person by 2 or 3 times in the last 20 or 30 years. And not only that, but, you know, the meats today, if you're not eating pasture raised chicken and grass fed beef and that kind of thing, you're ingesting a lot of toxins, antibiotics, all those kinds of things, and everything that's on the crops and the corn and everything that they eat. So my suggestion, my advice, and this is what I recommend to in my consultations, is reduce drastically your meat consumption and start going back to a plant-based grain diet. That's biblical, you know, as far as grains and eating a lot of plants. That will automatically start to change your body from an acidic pH into a more alkaline and help to balance it. But initially, if you're too acidic, I think it's okay to put a little bit of baking soda. I have tried it in my coffee just to neutralize the acidity of the coffee. If you put too much in there, it tastes awful. But it does help to reduce that acidic environment. I know that people use baking soda in bath waters, and your skin will absorb that to a degree, and it will help to make it alkaline. So I would just say use it cautiously, maybe initially, but you don't want to do that long-term. Diet is what you should be focusing on to change the pH of the body.
All right. You good, Joni?
Yes, I'm good. That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Ross. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm blocking out myself out of the thing. Thank you, Joni, for calling in. And cut her off like that. Anyway, thank you, Joni, for the questions. We're coming up against a break here. And on the other side, one of the things I'm going to ask Dr. Roth about is this naming of diseases, because I think we're going to find out the same one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy is also the great deceiver. And, boy, we might learn something in this little segment coming up. Stay with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Talk to you on the other side.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and 4 other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
It's been a, you know, it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Mariel Lehman, attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly, on Saturday said the gun used in the Oxford High School shooting earlier this week was locked during the Crumbly's arraignment hearing in an Oakland County court. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being held on $500,000 bond each, an Oakland County district judge ruled Saturday during their arraignment hearing, citing a concern about a flight risk. This is USA Radio News. Representative Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that school mask mandates are tragic for children.
What we're doing to the kids, you know, especially young kids who are trying to develop verbal skills, and we know communication so much is not just what's going on, the words that are coming out of your mouth, it's the interaction, it's those relational skills that need to develop.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ban on schools requiring masks was upheld Thursday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. But several districts, including the Dallas Independent School District, announced they would require them anyway. Nine lawyers allied with former President Donald Trump were ordered Thursday to pay Detroit and Michigan a total of $175,000 in sanctions for abusing the court system with a sham lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results. Those sanctioned include Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and seven other lawyers who were part of the lawsuit filed on behalf of six Republican voters. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There's some crazy stuff that comes through the news, isn't there? I mean, if you just stop and think about what these people are saying. Anyway, it's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, we're back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. You know, one of the things where I'm hearing, this kind of virus and that kind of virus, and scary, it's scary, scary, scary. Invisible Osama bin Laden is after you. Except, you know, like before 10 o'clock at night when you have to be in curfew. And if you have a mask, it's okay. And if you take two shots, it's okay. Wait. We need another booster and another booster and another. And you heard the guy from out in England, whatever his name is, Saheed or whatever his name is, talking about, oh, we're going to need it every 6 months. Maybe it's every 3 months. We might need a booster shot every month. You know, the Bible, you read Deuteronomy 28, there's blessings. And God talks about in the blessings, He causes all these things to be away from you. But He says, if you're going to turn from me, check it out. This is just one of them. Deuteronomy 28:25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shalt be removed into the kingdoms of the earth. And He talks about, I'm going to send you terror. And some people out there, let me tell you, you feel so terrorized. You don't have hope because your church teaches you doom and gloom. The world's going into hell in a handbasket. You know, the Antichrist is on the scene. Your favorite superstar preacher is going pin to tail on this Antichrist. I know who he is over here, and this is what's going to happen. And they know all these details, but they know nothing of Christ. Let me tell you, there's hope in Christ. Is He not the man of war? Yes, He is. Is He not the one who not only can send the plagues, but can smite them? Yes, He is. There is hope in Christ, but you got to quit listening to the false teachers, okay? You got to quit listening to those guys that all they're piling on you is... Now, we'll talk about doom and gloom in Deuteronomy. If you don't repent, you're looking forward to judgment. That's what you're looking forward to. But if you're looking to Christ, if you're following after Christ, listen to Pastor Arthur this morning. The man's facing all kinds of tyranny. And what does he do? He says, we're lions. We eat hyenas for breakfast. They don't eat us. We eat them. That's the kind of hope that the Christian should have. I'm going to get on a rant there a little bit. Dr. Michael, we got a question in here. And I hope I didn't slide past it by... Oh, okay. It said, what do you think of hyperbaric oxygen therapy in treatment after being in the hospital with the alleged convids or pneumonia?
Absolutely. You know, when you infuse the body with oxygen, oxygen is a tremendous antioxidant. You know, it goes without saying. But when you infuse the body with oxygen, you're going to enrich it. You're going to allow the body to detox better. You're going to allow the body to function better, give the mitochondria more power in the cells. Hyperbaric chambers are wonderful. I think initially, as a treatment regimen, and then, you know, just to, if somebody's really ill, it's a good idea to do that initially on a regular basis. And then as time goes on and you're improving, you do it once in a while just as a maintenance program. But yeah, I fully agree with that. I think they're wonderful adjunctive therapies, definitely.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to ask you this question, and this is going to get kind of interesting, I think. I was telling you that we had, you know, Kate is our health and wellness expert from the UK on every Saturday. She had some court stuff that she's doing, and I would encourage those of you who love Kate to death, continue your prayers for her. She is in the midst of a spiritual warfare. There's no doubt about it. And continue to keep her in your prayers as she prepares to do battle over there in the UK. But one of the things is that, you know, she pointed out we had Alistair on, who was 19 at the time when we brought him on last year. He had muscular dystrophy. Since he's 10 years old, he's been diagnosed with that. They gave him steroids and made his bones brittle. He broke his leg, all kinds of problems there. And then she discovered that dystrophy meant malnutrition. So she began to change up his diet to give him nutrition. And even his mom was astounded. He was 19 years old, had never been through puberty. He began to grow in height. His feet began to grow. He began to grow some facial hair, so he started shaving. His voice got deeper. He put on some weight, all because she discovered this mysterious word of dystrophy was malnutrition. Now, we know that Satan, the Bible tells us that he disguises himself as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14, and his ministers disguise themselves as angels of light. They're out to deceive. What's going on with names for diseases? You want to talk about that just a little bit?
Well, you know, I used to do, when I was in practice a long time ago, I used to do a health talk. And one of the things that, you know, we give names, modern medicine loves to give names to diseases, to processes. My belief is that if you put a name on something, you can develop a medication for it and make more money. Here's the thing that I used to emphasize to my patients is that your body doesn't care what you call it. You can assign any name to it. And I get that there are certain treatments for certain things. Diabetes, that brings up insulin, you know. So, but the body doesn't care what you call it or name it. What it does know how to do is to heal itself when it's being fed properly, when it's being treated properly. This nonsense with the naming of the different mutations is ridiculous. I think it's a scare tactic. I've read reports about these different variants where, well, first of all, I mean, we can really get into this, and I don't want to take up too much time, how mutations occur. What you're hearing from the mainstream media is a completely false narrative. It's not unvaccinated people that are causing mutations. It's the vaccines themselves. Mutations occur. They do occur normally, but usually when they do, they're very, very mild. They're very, very minor. You can almost not tell the difference between the original form and the mutation that occurs. The difference is, and you can, with MRSA, this superbug that developed because of massive amounts of antibiotics. A virus or whatever it is has a recessive gene that will actually come to the surface when it's being attacked. It wants to survive. How is it being attacked? Usually by medications. You introduce a medication into the body, let's say it's a vaccine or whatever it is. They want to survive, and they will mutate even further in order to survive and continue to infect the host. Even in this case, those mutations are still mild. They're talking about contagiousness of the viruses. But, I mean, I'm looking at a report right here. The WHO put out a report on the Omicron in 38 countries. There were no deaths reported. So it's very, very mild. I can't remember what the percentage is, but usually a mutation occurs. It's like a 0.03 or 0.003 difference from the original host. But in order to facilitate a scare response and get people to take more medications, more vaccines, more injections, whatever you want to call it, they will start naming things. Oh, this isn't the Delta now. It's the Omicron. It's the XYZ. I'm actually, you'll get a kick out of this, Tim. I'm actually writing a paper on how mutations really occur and what the mainstream media and medical mafia is spinning. And I named it, I'm still not sure on the name, but I'm calling it the Mo, Larry, and Curly variants.
I love that.
So that's, you know, these names that they give different diseases. Itis is a good word to use. It means inflammation up. So if you're inflamed in a certain part of your body, it's a certain itis, you know. They're doing the same thing with all these different diseases, all these different mutations. I really believe that they are very, very they're very, very not different from the original virus, if there even is a virus, which I don't believe there was. Or I don't even think these mutations really exist. There are no deaths. They can't isolate them. But they're naming these things in order to promote their agenda, to promote the vaccines, and to scare. They're continuing to put out a narrative of fear. And it's criminal. It really is. But anyway, that's as far as the naming of diseases, naming of variants and that kind of thing, there's an agenda behind it. There's a reason for it.
Yeah, well, this sounds like they're marketing, and I think of the comedian Jeff Foxworthy when he's talking about, you know, they're watching all the marketing. Him and his wife would sit and watch the television, their marketing stuff, and he says, my wife will look at me and go, I have all of those. He goes, you do not have testicular cancer. And, you know, the whole point is that they're trying to mess with our psyche. They're trying to get us scared so that we go to the doctor and say, hey, I need this drug to help me because, you know, I'm a little bit scared of crowds. When I remember working on the construction site years ago, and I would listen to the radio, I'd listen to sermons, all these kinds of things. And I remember hearing that, and they were pushing a thing. If you're shy, we have a drug that will help you with that. Well, I did a lot of drugs that would help you with that. I mean, and you don't even have to go to the doctor for that. But the point was is that they were trying to drive people to buy their snake oil. Everybody wants to say the stuff that's natural is snake oil, when the Creator has given it and He's put it on the creation for a good purpose, and that is to keep us healthy. But we don't want that. We want to say, no, I got this. I got it under control. I'll be God of my own life. And what do we do when we get to that, you know, Michael? We get in all kinds of trouble, with stuff like that. We really do.
There was a commercial on the last break, and I had to laugh because they were talking about all the critters, mice, cockroaches, that you heard it, and they're talking about how they carry diseases. What they don't consider is that humans carry more diseases than any living creature on Earth. And they're there for a reason. It's not a bad thing. We have staph on our skin. We don't get staph infections. All of these things that are supposedly so horrible are in our bodies, and they're there for a reason.
I agree. Michael, can you hang on for us? We're up against the break here. All right, hang on. We're going to be back. Final segment here. If you got a question, call in 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment coming up with Dr. Michael Roth. Got a question? Call in. See ya.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Psalm 139. Here's how it goes. This comes to mind in some of the... Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to change the camera angle there. This reminds me of something that we just talked about the things that are on the, you know, epidermis, if you will. I'm going to use a big word there. The epidermis that I haven't used since, I don't know, I was in health class in junior high school or something. Here's what the Bible says. It says, verse 13 of Psalm 139, "For thou hast possessed my reins... Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I don't even think any of us have a clue as to what that's actually saying, because when we stop just to think about how we're formed, it's a pretty awesome thing. Then we start thinking about, oh, we're carrying diseases. We have good and bad bacteria in our bodies, and yet we're not eaten alive by the bad bacteria and stuff. I mean, it's pretty incredible. "Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand, and when I awake, I am still with thee." Guys, we serve a great God. He is greater than any quantum computer that man can come up with. Okay, he's greater than any artificial intelligence that man can come up with. He's greater than any political figure that you can put on a pedestal. This is the God that made both things that are seen and unseen. He has decreed the end from the beginning, and He watches over history to make sure it happens just the way He decreed it. Why? Because He has a good purpose in everything that goes on. Even the evil things that happen in this world, He has a good purpose in it. Now, men determined they want to do evil. Go back to Genesis and you'll read from Joseph. He said, "You meant it for evil, brothers, selling me into slavery and all, but God meant it for good." What was the good that Joseph saw? Saving many people, even his family. Did he like going through the trials? Did he like being falsely accused, staying in prison, doing all that stuff? No, I'm sure he didn't. But somehow he had hope that God was going to deliver, that God was going to show Himself strong on his behalf. And we got the final segment here. So some of you had asked about calling in and asking questions. You know, I don't see any calls, so I can't help you. I'll give you the phone number if you want to do that. Before we finish out the thing here, I want to give Dr. Roth a chance to tell people about his website where they can find out more about him, where they can get his products and stuff before we run up against a break or something like that. So would you do that, Dr. Roth?
Sure. I did want to say that I do health consultations, and in those health consultations, I try to emphasize that we need these germs to survive. You know, even in the Black Plague days, that was so devastating, that usually attacked people who were malnourished. The rich didn't really suffer from it. And it was your terrain, your internal environment is what's so important and protects you from the viruses, the bacteria, the germs that are all around us. So as far as I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, that's good information.
As far as how to reach me, the website is SomaHealth, www.somahealth.net. There it is. And I'll give you my email address. It's Dr. Michael W. Roth at Gmail. Actually, I've got the Juno up there. I'm going to give you the Gmail address. It's a little more user friendly.
Okay.
So it's Dr. and then my name with a middle initial, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, W. Roth, R-O-T-H at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Great. I know some people want to get in touch with you, and I think probably they might want some private consultation about some things or some questions asked. And sure. I know you're happy to do those kinds of things, but I want to let you put that out there too. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we have some people in here. We've got a couple of them saying they wish you would be a more consistent contributor to Sons of Liberty. And I think we can make that happen. We fit well together. Michael loves the Bible. He loves the Lord. And so I think we can bring some of those things in, maybe have him on, you know, at your convenience, at least for the morning show.
I'd love to. Yeah.
What would be some things? We're in the final segment here. What would be some things you want to leave people with? And I'm hoping that maybe you can point to Scripture and say, hey, look, you know, you were talking about a minute ago, you weren't saying, look, we're not saying don't eat meat. In fact, the Bible tells us in the last days there's going to be people who say don't marry. There's going to be false prophets. Don't marry and don't eat meat. And I can think of one particular religion that teaches that on a certain holiday that they have. I won't say any names. Or I'll give you their initials, the Roman Catholic Church. They do that stuff. But one of the things is, in the Old Testament, we're told we can eat certain meats. We're told how to bake our bread. And all of these kinds of things God has given, He's revealed to us. And so what would be some things that you would point people to and say, hey, you know, God's spoken about these things. This is not rocket science to figure it out. Would you give some advice to that for people who are listening today?
Sure, sure. The Bible says that he warns that don't call anything cursed that I have given you, that I have blessed. And that includes all foods. I think everything's in moderation, even alcohol, that kind of thing. It's a blessing from God. But obviously I'm not condoning or saying, advocating if someone has an issue or problem with these things. You need to do that individually. But, you know, God has blessed us with originally with a pristine earth that provided everything we need as far as food. There are diet books out there that are specifically geared towards foods and diets that were biblical. The Garden of Eden, you know, you talk about fruits, you talk about vegetables, these kinds of things. Obviously, they ate meat. Christ ate fish. You know, these are things that are healthy in of themselves if they're not, if they're clean and they're not abused. We talked a little bit about the kingdom earlier, and I think that One of the things that that God warns us about is not utilizing, not using the things that He gives us in a way that glorifies Him. And we do that too often. We're so self-sustaining. We're so selfish in many ways. And I include myself in this too. And we don't give Him the glory for the things that He has blessed us with. Try to stay on the positive on things, even though there's a lot of negativity in the world. We need to be aware of that. Take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit. Treat it well. Eat good foods. Take good supplements, nutrition, that kind of thing. We talked a lot about judgment. I do believe that what we're going through, and I know you agree, that what we are seeing right now are the fires of judgment. And as long as we continue to turn our backs on Him, God says that those nations will be ground to dust. And that's what we're seeing here. We have turned our backs on the Lord. We've taken Him out of school. We've even taken Him out of the church.
Amen.
In many respects.
Ichabod.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we need to turn back to God. We need to honor the Sabbath. We need to honor all His commands. And one of the things I did want to leave off with Psalm 50, verses 22 and 23. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. And
amen.
All I can say to that is amen.
Amen, amen and amen. That's, yeah.
He is our salvation. He's our strong tower. He's the one that can get us through bad times, but we have to rely on Him. We can't rely on ourselves.
Yeah, and that's not just some syrupy kind of thing like, you know, they were mentioned Joel Osteen and his hundreds of thousands of dollars buried in the wall, that there's no doubt in my mind it's what, that's the money that was stolen. But it's this idea that we're obedient to Him. We love Him, not with this touchy-feely kind of thing, but with the demonstration. You know, we use 1 John 3:18 here, not in just words, but in deeds. I think we do have to have words, but that we're supposed to love in deeds. And Ephesians 2:10 says that we've been saved for that, unto good works. And Paul, I want to reiterate what you said. Paul said, whether we're eating or whether we're drinking, we're to do it what? For the glory of God. Even the most mundane things of life are for the glory of God. Dr. Roth, I'm going to give you about a minute here. You want to give people a final message before we go?
Just a message of hope. You know, because the news is so dismal, sometimes we have to just kind of shut off for a little while. And we start my wife and I start looking at the blessings we have in life. I would say focus on the Lord, read your Bible, pray, you know, for this nation, for our leaders, even for your own families. But know that He takes care of His people. He watches over them, just like a mother hen does for her chicks. He will do that if you turn to Him. So don't give up hope. The Lord is always victorious. He's even in control of everything that's going on right now. As long as we have that perspective, you know, you're going to have hope and just be more upbeat, I would say, rather than doom and gloom all the time.
Amen.
Trust in Him.
Amen.
That would be my biggest suggestion or, you know, message.
Amen. All right, Dr. Roth, we appreciate you. Hang on, I'll say goodbye to you off air. Guys, have a great weekend, a great Lord's Day. Meet with the people of God, hear the Word of God, and then obey it. And we'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m., Lord willing. See you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.